When it comes to the immigration debate in this country, activists often cite the cost of illegal migrants to U.S. taxpayers. In Prince William County, Virginia, outside Washington, D.C., local officials have been trying to calculate the exact cost of a booming illegal immigrant population, but they found it was impossible. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
County Executive Craig Gerhart sounds like a man who never relished this assignment in the first place and is glad it's over. He and his staff made a great effort, he says, but in the end, there was very little they could calculate with certainty.
The three areas where we could very clearly say we know the status of the folks who are using this service, and I use service a little bit tongue-in-cheek, is at the Adult Detention Center.
That would be the jail?
That's the jail, at the Juvenile Detention Center, and in our emergency Medicaid applications.
Gerhart found the total cost of servicing illegal immigrants in those places is about $3 million a year, most at the jail. Beyond that, Gerhart says he ran into one roadblock after another. First and foremost, the county has no idea how many illegal immigrants there are. What's more, in many cases, federal and state law forbids even asking if someone's illegal, like in the schools, which Gerhart says is the county's biggest expenditure. Finally, he says, even if you knew you had, say, 10,000 illegal immigrants, you couldn't just calculate that they cost taxpayers a certain amount per capita. Take the county's fire and rescue stations. Gerhart says they're set up so rescuers can respond to major population centers quickly.
If you didn't have 10,000 people in your community, they just weren't there. We really wouldn't be in a position to close down any of those stations because they're geographically based.
Immigrant groups and their supporters say the county study is incomplete for another reason. It doesn't look at what immigrants contribute. John Steinbuck volunteers with Mexicans Without Borders and stands along a busy corridor in the city of Woodbridge.
If you look up and down the Route 1 corridor for 2 miles, the majority of the stores are Latino-owned. If you were to eliminate the immigrant population in this county, the economy would collapse in short order.
Ricardo Juarez is a construction worker in Woodbridge and the head of Mexicans Without Borders. I'm sure the county is afraid to look at the contributions of illegal immigrants, he says, because they suspect we give an enormous amount. That's just what a study last month by the Texas State Comptroller's Office found. Although, while it said illegal immigrants contributed overall to the state economy, it found local governments got stuck paying for health care and law enforcement. In any case, the Texas Comptroller's Office admitted it all was, at best, an educated guess. The man who requested the Virginia study isn't giving up. Supervisor Wally Covington sees illegal immigration driving the demand for things like ESL classes. The county school system recently requested funding for 57 more such teachers. A county budget shortfall is projected to grow. Covington says the nation needs to reconsider fundamentals, like a 25-year-old Supreme Court decision that said localities must pay for the education of illegal immigrants.
The dissenters largely said you are going to overburden local governments at some point, and that point is coming.
Covington plans to send a symbolic bill to the federal government for $3 million. He says he'll also suggest Washington do its own study. He's sure, with more time and resources, it could get a better picture of the local costs of illegal immigration. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.